This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean 5563. And I do mean that I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. You know, your comments. We have a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. So if you can't stand Facebook, you don't want to be part of that, you can head over there. You can also do it up on the Facebook page where they have a live conversation. Smarter people than I, you'll find in both of those chat rooms. So if I bore you to death, you think I'm dumb, go talk with them. They have a clue. But there's a lot happening in the news, a lot to keep up with. You know, some of you guys think that I'm just on all of this, but man, I tell you what, it's hard to there is so much stuff. And so much stuff to weed through. It's just hard to keep up with. Now, you know, I love all the screaming about immigration. How cold Republicans are. How cold conservatives are. Think about it. The Democrats have selective recall. That's what I've always called it that. They have selective recall, which is why they hate this interweb thing. No, come on, think about this. The biggest reason they hate the interweb is because it's very, 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 very hard to scrub clean. Very hard to make sure that everything is clean and they can't find stuff about you. That's why Pelosi hates it. Sheila Jackson Lee. Right? Any one of these just think it's crazy. If you want to hear what the Dems had to say about immigration some time back, let me give you a hint. Take a listen, if this works. Yeah, like I said. Remember, I said, if it works, right? God, you gotta love technology, maybe. Let me see. Try that one and do this.
When you come to borders, you have to remember a couple of things. In Mexico, there is no welfare. There is no AFDC. There is no SSI. There is no Medicaid.
Wow, who knew that Dianne Feinstein was such a racist? Right?
There is no Social Security, there is no Medicare, and there's a 58-cent an hour minimum wage. Mexico does nothing to enforce its border. It is my view that if we are going to have a North American free trade agreement, that Mexico must do its share, because the day when America could be the welfare system for Mexico is gone. We simply...
No, you would be incorrect. Your crystal ball was not working right there, Diane.
We can't afford it. And I think you've seen the...
So all of a sudden we can? I don't get it. See, I don't get these people. But they were against it before they were for it. They were for it before against it. John Kerry, I guess he was the first one that started to show this sickness. I don't know what we're going to call it. Where they're for something before they're against it, or they're against something before they're for it. You catch them, you know, if you went back and grabbed her today and said, hey, explain this to me, she'd have no recall of it. And she'd come up with something that she thought she meant maybe at the time.
Figures to state and local governments of what the cost is. It's over $2 billion in California alone. And I have those figures if you want.
Hey, today I'd be happy to pay only $2 billion to take care of some of them. Not all of them, notice I said some of them. I mean, think about how crazy this is getting. How out of hand this is getting. And even though they agreed with us back then, we've become so partisan, they can't possibly even suggest that they agree with us now.
I want them in specific in my purse. And that's why the issue is now joined with 2 million illegal immigrants. It's a competition for space, whether the space is a job, the space is a home, a place in a classroom. It becomes a competition for space.
So she's suggesting, back this time, she's suggesting that illegal immigrants are taking up space that proper U.S. citizens should be able to have. That illegal aliens are costing us more money and are taking money out of the pocket, the mouth, the hands of American citizens. Can you imagine? What a racist. You know, it would be great if I could, what I should have done was recorded this and tweaked the voice so it didn't sound like her. And I would have said, can you imagine a senator talking like this? And everybody would as well, not people on our side, would say, well, that's got to be a Republican. No Democrat would talk like that.
This is a country that's based on immigration, and we all know that. And yet, at times, you become so overtaxed, you have to concentrate on saying, the people who should be here are those who come legally at this time. And we've got to, for the time being, enforce our borders.
For the time being. That one I love. Why we shouldn't do it any other time? I'm just asking. We should do it all the time. We should take, it's not selfish to say, I have to feed my full family before I can feed yours. I have to put gas in my car to go to work to be able to feed my family before I feed yours. All right? I mean, it really is that simple. Well, so much for a dramatic pause. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't call far. A lot more coming up after the break. FBI raids. Are they done equally? We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be American. Where at least
I... Okay, if you're not proud to be an American, I'll give you a second. Change the station. Really, seriously, I don't even want you here. I mean, if you're from another country, listen, and we do have a listening audience in other countries, be proud to be from your country. All right? I mean, be proud to be, you know, a patriot, the country you're in. Be willing to fight for the patriot, for the country that you're in. And that's cool, too. But if you're here in the good old U.S. of A., and you're an American, and you're not proud to be an American, then pick a country and go there. That's simple. Just go. We won't guarantee you. We won't stop you. We may even help you pack and help you buy the plane to go. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right, let's get to it. You know, think about the raids that the FBI has done in the last 12, 16, 18 months. I mean, some before that, but let's just stay fairly recent. And you think of everything that's been done and the homes they've gone into. I mean, they went in. I don't know if you guys remember. I know some of you are trying to push it out of your head. But they went into Hillary Clinton's house. And they couldn't have their phones with them. They leave them by the door. They had to sign the non-disclosure forms. The FBI and the agents had to sign non-disclosure forms. This is how stupid they think you people are, you Americans are as a whole. And on top of those things, they couldn't record anything, even with FBI equipment. Couldn't take notes. Had to do it all from memory, right? Now, this was done on Saturday. They got there, I don't know what was, I can't remember the time, so I think it was like 10 o'clock. They left around 3. I'm sure they had a wonderful lunch and tea. And now I want you to give this some thought, okay? Comey leaves that place, or they leave that place in the afternoon. They have to drive back to wherever they're going to. And Tuesday morning, Comey's got a decision. He's already done the investigation. He's digested the conversation from Saturday. He's taken everything into consideration and decided that basically nobody's going to prosecute her. He never really came out and said she wasn't guilty. You realize that, right? But nobody was really going to prosecute her because he couldn't prove the intent. He couldn't prove this. You know, just a mere total lack of respect for American law should be enough intent. Especially for somebody like that. Especially for somebody who's been around it most of their adult life. She knew what the consequences were for passing around classified information like that. Not a stupid woman. Stuck up, prideful, and full of herself, but not stupid. And if there was any doubt that Robert Mueller, his goal is the unseating of President Trump, and he doesn't care what it costs, whether it's his reputation, you know, he'll flush the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, and his reputation to get at Trump. He went after his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Now, he can't find any collusion between Trump and Russia. So, hey, let's look for something else that sounds like it or smells like it. Right? Why not look for, I don't know, they've got to find collusion in something. Let's try to find it between Cohen and a professional whore, for all intents and purposes, a professional porn star, Stormy Daniels. The thing I still don't understand about this, somebody needs to explain this to me. Here's a person that, we don't even know if this is true, but I'll play a little fairy tale. Follow me. Here's a person who may or may not have had a sexual experience encounter with President Trump. At a time where he wasn't running for office, wasn't president, really was just a developer in New York. Or across the world, really. So, let me see. We've got this professional developer who may or may not have had sex with a porn star. She then agrees to sign a contract. She gets paid for the contract, which fulfills the contract, not to talk about their encounter. And then, by chance, this guy she may or may not have had sex with becomes president of these United States. Now she's decided, hey, I don't want to live by the agreement. this $130,000 could be worth $1 million. So I'll give you back your one-third. Now, do you really think this porn star has $130K sitting in the bank somewhere she doesn't know what to do with? Don't you believe that somebody's cutting her some checks, printing this money for her, because they want to go after Trump big time? But here's the deal. Right now, on paper, I don't know who's paying for it, and I don't know if he's going to enforce it, but every time she talks about the incident, it's $1 million fine. The agreement basically says that she can't talk about this, and every time she does, it's $1 million that she owes Donald Trump. Now, the question, though, is, was she paid to go away with campaign funds? It's 12, you know, I mean, really? But even so, that's an FEC violation. It's punishable by fine. Doesn't require a SWAT team. Doesn't require the FBI. Doesn't require jail time. And if you think about it, if they're so concerned about this kind of behavior, it doesn't even come close to the money funneled by Team Hillary and the DNC through the law firm of Fusion GPS, right? You know, and let's throw in the British foreign agent Christopher Steele. They had to put together a fake dossier on Trump using Russian sources and DNC money and Hillary money. There were no raids. Remember, the FBI asked the DNC for the server. They said no, and they went away. The Hillary Clinton campaign was probably asked for paperwork. We don't know. We'll never know. And what about Fusion GPS? Right, the FBI. Okay, this is the FBI of Andrew McCabe. And, all right, it's going to be nice. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We're talking about equality at the FBI. Does it really exist? We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Help
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate, you know, I mean, again, little things mean a lot. When you guys hop on, you make comments, you send me information, it means you're paying attention, and you want me to go down a certain road. That's cool. I really do appreciate it. I don't, you know, some of you send me stories from friends and others. Like, it's not that easy to do. You know, I've got to make sure they're real. I've got to make sure that it's not, you know, it just can't be somebody's opinion who I don't know and they've never written before. Some of you have sent me some information about people. It's like, got to give me time to check them out and find out what's going on. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got any questions, you want to talk about anything in particular. And I really do, you know, appreciate your time. I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with us on a regular basis every day. There was a, you know, a while back there was a school walkout. I think it was, what, the 14th? The walkout against gun violence. It was March, not April 14th. Now, students across the country organized that a pro-life walkout in support of the unborn and pregnant, think about this, and pregnant and parenting students. So it was pro-life. They walked out to support the pro-life, walked out to support the parents, walked out to support the students. But the networks only covered one of them. Why was that? Three broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, never once mentioned the pro-life walkout during their news shows. Why do you think that would be? No, really. I mean, if they're fair and balanced, if they're not fake news, if they're real, then why didn't they cover this? at least say, hey, they had, you know, show a fake picture for all I care at this point. I want to see something. Now, well, and you look at this, and they keep telling us that they're worried. They're worried that President Trump is going to stifle free press. Well, what's free about the press? What's real about the press when they won't cover everything? And to Zuckerberg saying they're going to decide what's real news, what's fake news, what's hate, what's not, what would they call this? Would they allow this to be listed? You know what? We should list this story up on our web, Facebook page and see if they pull it down. And title it in such a fashion to irritate them. And think about it. This comes after the network's covered the March for Our Lives 13 times more than the pro-life march. So the walkout site listed 191 high schools and 81 colleges as participating. While the gun walkout was larger, Hawkins stressed that the gun walkout was larger, partially because they had so much more money behind them. It was easier for them. A lot more schools got behind it. Hawkins stressed that it boasted more help from powerful outsiders, including the media. On March 14th, NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt recognized the national school walkout unprecedented and powerful display, spending more than 4 minutes on a topic. Now, CBS Evening News spent 2 minutes and 46 seconds on the walkout. But then include another segment on the Nicholas Cruz appearing in court and the other gun-related stories. ABC anchor David Muir, he began World News Tonight with the powerful images playing out across the country with students staging a massive coordinated protest against gun violence. The network spent 3 minutes 25 seconds on the story. Since the networks wouldn't cover the issue, supporters and participants decided to spread the word by posting their own stories on social media. You know, it's hilarious. That's what I keep saying to you people. What are they so afraid? If they have the real truth, if they have the real story and the real truth, what are they afraid of? Put it all out there. Put it all out there. Let Americans decide on their own what's real, what's not real. Or are you afraid they may see the lying, the cheating, the game playing that you're doing? I think that's what you're afraid. I think what it is you are the cowards. You're afraid. And part of what they're irritated about is they didn't want you to see all those people out there that were calling for an end to abortion. They were calling for the defunding of Planned Parenthood. I mean, think about it. You would have been able to see tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of kids, young people, that were against abortion. You don't want to do that now, do you? Right? On Wednesday, April 11th, we will walk out of our class for 17 minutes, they said. It'll be 17 minutes of silence and prayer. We'll stand silently outside honoring the 10 children who will violently die during that time at Planned Parenthood abortion facilities. We'll kneel and pray for the end of legal abortion in our nation. In a statement to MRC Culture, Hawkins reacted to the discrepancy in coverage, said no one is surprised that media bias is so obvious when it comes to abortion. She said people who are passionate about the life issue, about mothers, about their preborn infants, know that the media doesn't like to cover this human rights atrocity. She added, pointing to coverage of the March for Life as an example, but that doesn't mean it was right, she added. It's still worth noting that the media went all in for her anti-gun walkout. Right? They were talking about lives lost and free speech while ignoring the pro-life walkout, in which we mourn the fact that one... See, here's the problem. You guys on the right, I'm not saying to stop, don't get me wrong, but you come at this issue now like it's a real person. They don't believe it's a real person. Part of your focus should be on proving from a scientific way. Have doctors up there with you, not just actors in white coats with stethoscopes. Have real doctors get up there. Right? What are they? OBGYNs? Baby doctors? They're all, right? Is that the, no? Yeah, maybe. Pediatricians. That's the one.
Pediatricians after they come out.
Right.
OBGYN before.
Ah, so get them both up there. Right? I mean, seriously, let's get real doctors in there to talk about this. What are you going to do? You're going to fight the doctors? You're going to fight science? Show you what real loons you guys are? Anyway, I look at this stuff. It's always, I feel bad sometimes that we can't help them more. I would love to be able to help them more. I'd love to be able to have, and not that you guys don't do when you can. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean. But I'd love to be able to reach out and help these people and get you guys more involved with these kind of things in your area. Now, she went on to say that the astroturf nature of the anti-gun walkouts, with lots of money coming in from politically well-connected national organizers and celebrities, along with the media and school support, definitely helped with their turnout. Made it look good on TV, anyhow. The walkout, her one request of the media, was that they cover it, period. Most major media will pretend it didn't happen, she added. They hope that their actions, when they don't televise it, when they don't talk about it, it's like, oh, it was a blip, went by, nobody really cared. Well, nobody can even know about it. You know, it's really funny, as I talk to certain people about things going on in the news today, and I go out of my way to talk to the everyday worker, the 9-to-5er, and when I'm talking to them about what's going on, I am amazed at how many of them don't have a clue. And when they do respond, they respond with the party line. You can tell what party they belong to. I mean, it's almost verbatim on what you see on CNN, MSNBC, that kind of thing. Or Fox News, depending on who you're talking with. Isn't it funny they say Fox has so much power? Fox is such an influencer. Fox is such a sower of bad seed. We're talking about one network. One source. One 24-hour broadcast source up against CNN, MSNBC, Bloomberg, ABC, CBS, or Bloomberg, excuse me. And they're afraid of Fox. What does that tell you? We don't even much care for Fox anymore. And they put out more truth than the other guys. The networks didn't listen for the walkouts. But during their evening news shows on March 14th, the same network spent a combined 10 minutes, 14 seconds on the gun walkout. It never stops. And the only way we're going to get ahead is if we push to get ahead. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Come on back. We got a lot more after the break. Roseanne is furious. And did the Holocaust really happen? Well, ask a young person. We'll be back in a minute.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Whatever happened to that kind of music? I mean, the horns, they don't even hear them anymore. Right? I mean, whatever. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you for being, you know, part of the process here. Helping me get the information I need, helping me work through some of this. And always, man, you got to admit, the stories never cease, do they? I mean, they get crazier and crazier and crazier as the days go on. You know, talk about the story about the pro. When the news media tells you that we have to protect them because Donald Trump's coming after them by calling them fake news, well, what do you call someone who doesn't cover the pro-life walkout? Well, why is that not news? I mean, by any stretch of the imagination, is it not news? I would love for them to lay out or talk about what they consider news, what they consider real. Wouldn't you? And I'll tell you something that scares me to no end. The news, and this has been going on. I've talked about this on this show a dozen times. We have young people now that don't have any clue whatsoever as to the war, World War II, or anything along those lines. Because they don't have people in their homes that talk about it. They don't have people that actually lived it. They don't have people who can tell you the atrocities of war and what takes place during war and why in some cases it was very good that we were there, that Americans were there to help save people. Right? I mean, these kids think you have no value because you don't know how to use an iPhone. You're willing to jump in front of a bullet to save their butts, but you're worthless because you don't know how to use an iPad. And you and I have raised these kids. And somebody goes, oh, no, not me. Well, you're right. Maybe not you in particular, so you know who you are and who you aren't. But you and I have raised these kids. And we got to fix it. You have got to fix the next generation, or this is going to go on and on and on and on and on. I think it was Lincoln. I know I'm going to blow this. But basically what he said was, what's being taught in schools today is what our government's going to be like in the next generation. And look at what's been taught in schools in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s. I bring that up because, you know, you talk about the Holocaust. There are plenty of people out there that actually believe that the Holocaust never happened. I'd like to say, some of you will get mad at me. I can live with it. There are morons out there that say the Holocaust never happened. You going to tell me that was stage two? I mean, did we or did we not find German concentration camps where people had been killed? Did we or did we not? We had American photographers that went in there. We have not just a couple of pictures. We have tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of pictures. Right? For 70 years, there's been a never forget movement going on with the Holocaust. But a survey that was released last week found that many adults lack the basic knowledge of what happened. They don't even know what happened, what the Holocaust was, what it was all about. Does this bother anybody else? Is anybody else sitting there going, oh my God, I can't believe this? Now think about something. Many adults lack this. Do you know what that means? That means the kids have no clue as to what it is. And they say it's even worse among millennials, 18 to 34. 31% of Americans, 41% of millennials believe that 2 million or fewer Jews were killed in the Holocaust. The actual number is over 6. 41% of Americans, 66% of millennials cannot say what Auschwitz was. I'll wait to some of you who just hit the floor to get up. Only 39% of Americans know that Hitler was democratically elected. Right? A lot of them think that it was a coup and he just took over. No, he got them on his side. He actually told them what he was going to do. He got them on his side. As we get farther away from the actual event, 70 plus years now, it becomes less forefront of what people are talking about or thinking about or discussing or learning. You know, I was in high school in the mid-70s. And it wasn't that long. It was 20 plus years. Right? And when you think about that, there were very much young people that were still alive that came here from Germany that remember the bombings, that saw what was going on. Those people are gone. They're gone or they're old and senile, one of the two. I mean, think about it. I was just coming out of high school. And some of the kids in high school were there because their parents brought them from Germany and places like that. So why aren't we, why don't we teach our kids? Why aren't we taking responsibility for this? You know, you get mad at these kids for not knowing. The schools aren't going to change overnight. It's just not going to happen. Anyway. As we get farther away from the actual event, 70 plus years now, it becomes less forefront of what people are talking about or thinking about or discussing or learning or anything along those lines. Matthew Bronfman, a board member of the Conference of Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, which commissioned the study, if we wait another generation before you start trying to take remedial action, I think we're really going to be behind the eight ball. Despite the gaps in respondents' knowledge, the study found an overwhelming consensus, 93%, that all students should learn about the Holocaust at school. And Holocaust denial remains very rare in the United States, with 96% of respondents saying they believe that genocide happened. The issue is not that the people deny the Holocaust, but the issue is it's receding from memory. People don't realize how bad it actually was. I will bet you most young people can't tell you when it comes to slavery. Not so much how many, but the fact that many slaves died in the ships coming over here. You know, based on some of the questions I've asked at the mall and the answers I've gotten, I'd be sure that many would say, you know, they came over in planes or something. I don't know, whatever. Greg Schneider is the executive vice president of the Claims Conference, which negotiates restitution for Holocaust victims and their heirs. People may not know the details themselves, but they still think it's important. You know, it's really funny because people don't realize the wealth that was taken from the Jews, the wealth that was taken from people that were killed in the Holocaust. Those people deserve, their parents, grandparents worked very hard for that money that the Germans took from them. Survey conducted by the Schoen Consulting from February 23rd to the 27th involved 1,300 respondents, American adults, that is. It had a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. Millennials were 31% of the sample. And the results of the group have a margin of error of plus or minus 5%, they say. The questions were developed by a committee that included officials from Claims Conference, United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, Yad Vashem, as well as the Holocaust survivor and a polling expert from the George Washington University. God, the pictures they have, I mean, we can't even show you. Just disgusting. People that were... They should have died from starving to death. Amazing how long those people held on. The worldwide number right now of survivors of the Holocaust is less than 400,000. Right? And most of them are in their 80s and 90s. How much are they really going to remember? With everything they went through, I wonder how vividly they can remember what took place. Now, there is a Holocaust museum in a couple of places in this country. And I am, for one, very thankful. I'm not even Jewish, but I'm very thankful that we have people that, you know, the Holocaust survivors that actually did, you know, 2-minute, 5-minute interviews on what took place. Seriously. It's not that it's nice to hear them, but it's so nice to know they got out. They got to live their lives. They got another chance at freedom. You know, people, if we don't teach our kids these things, if you and I don't engage, if we don't get involved, if we don't teach our children what could take place, this could happen all over again. I mean, not to the degree it happened in Germany. But this could happen to people again. People silenced. People disappearing. We've seen it happen already. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me, spending your life and your time with me tonight. We're here all week long. Hopefully you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.